It's wild, right? I mean, think about it. We are absolutely swimming in text these days.
Totally.
Articles,
yeah.
Social media, emails, it never ends.
Yeah.
But there's just something about hearing a human voice.
Mm.
Podcasts, audiobooks, even voice notes from friends just hit different.
It's true.
So it makes you wonder, in this world of audio, what's next? And that, my friend, is where SoundBranch comes in.
Okay.
And honestly, this one's got me pretty curious. So SoundBranch, what is it? Basically, it's here to change the game for anyone who, well, anyone whose work really revolves around their voice.
Interesting.
And I don't just mean podcasters, though they are, of course, a big part of it. But we're also talking radio personalities, yeah. educators, even business leaders. Anyone who gets how powerful that connection through voice can be.
Right. Makes sense.
But here's the thing that really caught my eye. They're really pushing this idea of real-time interaction, and it's built right into the platform.
Okay, so how does that actually work?
It's all about bridging that gap,
yeah.
you know, between recorded audio and an actual live conversation. And honestly, it's super intriguing.
I can see why you'd be interested in that.
So before we get too deep in the weeds here, let's talk about what this looks like in practice.
Sure, yeah, let's do that.
All right, so picture this. You're a radio host, right? You're right there in the middle of your show. And a news story breaks.
Okay.
Now, with SoundBranch, you can actually get instant feedback from your listeners live on the air.
Wow.
It lets you blow past that traditional broadcast format and build a way deeper connection.
That's huge for engagement, for sure.
Exactly. Or how about this?
Yeah.
You're a podcast producer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're just, you know, wrestling with ideas for a new episode. You're stuck.
Happens to the best of us.
SoundBranch lets you have this quick brainstorming session with your whole team.
No matter where they are in the world.
Exactly. That kind of instant back and forth, I mean, that can be pure gold when you're trying to get those creative juices flowing.
Totally.
But it goes way beyond just media, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. Educators could use this to create these amazing supplementary audio materials.
Which would make learning way more accessible and engaging.
For sure. Or imagine, like, students being able to ask questions and then get personalized answers in their lecturer's own voice.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about bringing back that human touch.
There's something about hearing your teacher's voice, right? It makes it feel more personal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's these kinds of possibilities that really get me excited about SoundBranch. But I'm curious, step back for a second. Look at the bigger picture. Like, what's really driving this whole shift towards voice?
Mm-hmm.
What's the science behind why it's so powerful? What do you think?
Well, I think what's really interesting here is that SoundBranch is tapping into something very fundamental, a basic human need.
Okay.
And that's the need for authentic connection.
We're social creatures, after
right.
all.
Right. And in this digital world, things can feel so, I don't know, so fleeting.
Yeah.
Especially with how much we rely on just text. Voice, though. Voice offers something much more visceral, something real.
I can see that.
And there's a ton of research actually showing just how powerful voice is in building trust and engagement. Yeah, studies have found that when we hear someone's voice, our brains, they actually process the information differently than they do when we read.
Hmm?
Like, we're just naturally more attuned to the nuances of someone's tone, those subtle inflections that convey emotion.
Yeah, yeah.
Even just the pauses, you know, that create a sense of presence.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that text just can't replicate.
I feel like it's the difference between, like, reading a play and then actually seeing it performed live.
Exactly.
You get so much more from that live experience.
100%. And so this brings us to, I think, a really important question.
What's that?
Could this move towards voice actually be the antidote to this, you know, this digital fatigue we're all feeling?
That's a really good question.
It's definitely something to think about, right?
It really is. And it makes you wonder, like, what if this is just the beginning? What if this is just the tip of the iceberg?
Yeah, like, where could this go?
As SoundBranch and other platforms like it evolve, is it so crazy to think that real-time audio could become the norm, not the exception?
It's an interesting thought.
I mean, will we be attending virtual conferences this way,
mm-hmm.
collaborating on projects, mm. even, like, forming friendships all through the power of our voices?
I mean, it does make you wonder how this could change how we interact.
It's not just about a new piece of tech, right?
Yeah.
This is about reimagining how we connect as human beings, how we learn,
yeah.
how we experience the world.
That's a great point. It's a much bigger conversation.
It really is. And as SoundBranch keeps pushing the boundaries of what we can do with audio,
mm-hmm.
it really makes you ask yourself, What role are you going to play in shaping this evolving soundscape?
It's going to be fascinating to see what happens.
Yes.